This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Rosa and John Trax. You're listening to episode 68, Castlevania. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Rosa.
I'm John Trax.
Hi, John Trax.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Put a question mark on the teleprompter.
I hate that movie.
Yeah, the movie's not too good. All right. Vampires. Been around forever. Everybody knows about them.
Now they're gay and...
They sparkle.
They sparkle and they like werewolves or don't like werewolves or someone's Jacob. Yeah.
What?
I think one of them's Jacob. One of the gay vampires is
all right, Jacob. I guess you're talking about... That's Twilight, right?
I guess.
I couldn't name one of them.
I think one of them's
Jacob. Wait. One of them is Bella. Yeah.
There's Lugosi?
There's a Bella in there. I wouldn't be surprised if that's why they named it Bella. I don't think this was the first vampire game. I'm certain that there was games before this that had vampires in it.
Like what?
Dracula for, like, the Commodore.
Okay.
That would be a safe bet. This new Skype sucks ass.
Told you to get rid of it. You don't listen.
Castlevania. The original Castlevania, Nintendo. Came out in 1986. Did it not? Am I lying? I'm probably lying. 1986 was a very good year. A lot of good stuff happened.
Like what?
The Mets won the World Series.
They did.
Giants won the, fuck is that thing called?
Super?
What the hell did they win?
Thing?
Yeah, the Super Bowl. I'm just totally unprepared tonight. That's horrible. I'm sorry. All right.
You ready? You got your head in this?
1986. Yeah. Yeah. So, Castlevania. Did you have this when you were young?
Yes, I did.
You had Castlevania? I had Castlevania too. I didn't. I probably rented this game. I borrowed it. I did play it before and beat it. But I had Castlevania too in my possession.
We'll probably talk about Castlevania too later at the end.
We'll do Castlevania 2 one day.
Oh, God, no, we won't. I'm not good.
Yeah, we will.
It is a horrible night for a curse.
Because we have to do part 3.
We can skip 2 and go straight to 3.
No, nothing to do with it. We're not doing that. We're not half-assing it.
We don't have to do part 2.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes,
it's
you
terrible.
Do. We have to kneel by the stone with the red crystal so the tornado comes.
Oh, God.
We're doing that. That needs to be spoken about.
And you got
to
go across the River Styx with the guy with the...
It needs to be talked.
The boatman.
In detail about that game. Oh, just like Zelda.
Don't.
Just like Zelda 2 needs to be spoken.
Just like Zelda 2, I am error. Every other person you talk to, I am error. I am error. I am error.
That game is filled with horrors. Because every time you go to like the girl's house, yeah, they're like, let me help
yes,
you.
Yes, you do. Yes, yes, there it is. That's 100% like, true. Even when I was a kid, I was like, what are they doing in there?
Oh, let me help you. Come inside. Sure.
You come out, you pants around your ankles.
I had nothing.
What was Link doing in there?
I had no retort. That's when he was older, too. Yeah. Pretty sure there's horrors in Ocarina of Time when you get older, too. And also the fairies. I've been playing Ocarina of Time. The fairies look like French prostitutes.
Okay.
They have, like, this horrible purple makeup on. It, whatever. So, the game takes place in 1691. And 100 years ago... What?
Is it Transylvania?
I don't fucking know. No, it's Castlevania.
Yeah,
did we say we're doing
that.
Castlevania yet? Yeah, I guess yes. We did.
But is it Transylvania?
Sure,
is
why
it
not?
Like
that's where they live. Yeah.
That'd be something like that.
It's all those. It's Trans of Australia.
Ermini.
Ermin Australia Vernania. Erica. So, in 1691, so in 1591... Your ancestor, Christopher Belmont, killed Dracula. And
cool.
Every 100 years...
Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah. Every 100 years, Dracula comes back. Whoop-de-doo. So now it's been 100 years, and you're fucking Simon Belmont. And you have a whip. What's your
whip? A leather whip.
What's your whip called?
There's a name for it?
Yeah. It's pretty famous, actually.
Vampire Killer?
Yeah. It's pretty famous.
I didn't know the whip was called Vampire.
Yeah, it has a name. You start off with the whip. Then it turns to like a chain whip or a thorn whip.
It's actually a flail and then a morning star.
Whatever. Whatever. So you start the game off where? In the front gates of a big mysterious castle.
You're walking up to it.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Uh-huh. That's what it does.
I don't care. I really don't care. So the next thing you do is you fight. You enter the courtyard. There's nothing killing you yet.
And then you get the best freaking theme song ever.
I like the seventh part music.
What, at the end?
I don't fucking know.
I don't think there is a seventh part.
Yeah, there is. Because the boards aren't breaking down.
Broken.
Every time you go through a door.
Broken, John. It's not breaking.
It's a different
broken.
Board. I don't care. Every time you go through a door, it's a different board. So if you were in the first board and then you open a door, that's board two. That's the way it's broken down. Retarded. So once you go through the courtyard, you don't actually fight anything there. There's just candles.
You're fighting candles.
Yeah.
And when you hit the candles, the first thing you get, or one of the first things you get, is you get the flail, which is the shorter metal whip. And you get the Morning Star, which is the longer metal whip.
Yeah.
And basically, anytime you die, you get back to the leather whip.
Which is retarded. Then,
like, the first couple things you hit, you get the flail.
I never understood that. What the hell are they trying to show me? Now, you can also get small hearts.
Now, this was weird because this is the first game for Nintendo. Every game up to this point, hearts were life. Like, if you got hearts, they were your life. And this is the first game, like, you got hearts, you're like, wait, my life didn't go up. And you had a little counter for hearts. Like, what the hell do these things do?
You weren't that confused, but yeah.
When you were a kid, you were like, wait, hearts aren't life?
That's true. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. So what does the hearts do? What does the hearts does?
Hearts is ammo.
Hearts be ammo.
Or your, like, sub-weapon thing.
Mm-hmm. You get sub-weapons in this.
You get the knife at this point in time before you enter the castle.
We might as well just say what they are. You get, because they're random. There's daggers.
They're not random. They're semi-random.
Yeah. If you memorize them all, they're not random, but you don't know unless you know what they are, what they're going to be, right? That makes no sense. So you get daggers. There's a throwing axe. Holy water. A boomerang, which is in the shape of a cross, which I have no idea how that would work. And the stopwatch. And then you get a couple of special items. You have the cross that kills everything on the screen. The invisibility potion, which I never really got.
Never got. It's always
I don't remember. Then the way you get health back is with the pot roast. It's just hidden pot roasts and candles. They're not in candles, though. They're usually in, like, hidden rock. Then you get the double shot and the triple shot, which is usually hidden. They just make you stronger?
They know. They let you shoot. No, you don't know what they do?
They shoot faster?
No. If you have a two, it lets you shoot two in succession. Okay. If you have three, you shoot three in succession.
Amazing.
So if you have a boomerang, you have to wait for it to throw and then come back before you can throw another one. So if you have two, you can throw two without waiting. If you have three, you can throw three without waiting.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yes. Exciting.
So before you even get in the castle, you get the first secret.
Exciting episode. Really?
Do you know the first secret?
No.
Really?
I don't know.
The castle door. You know when you go in the castle door and it, like, kind of goes slow-mo into the castle door?
Oh, there's something on top of the door.
No. If you jump past the door, instead of going, like, right before you go into it, if you jump past it and walk past it, like a crown or something will pop up. And you just jump past the door again. You pick it up. It's points.
Points? Why are you flashing? What the
Why
hell?
Am I flashing? I don't know. Because your fucking connection sucks.
No. It was a Skype thing. It wasn't a connection thing. Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
So that's your first secret.
You get a crown and it's just points?
Yeah, it's just points.
Fuck what I want that for.
I
never cared about points when I was a kid and I don't care now.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you're like, oh, a secret.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So this game also has one of the
and
worst.
You show off to your friends. Look what I found out.
Yeah, this game also has one of the worst enemies in it that has ever been made ever. We'll get there. So then when you go through into the actual castle, I guess this whole game is just the castle, right? The entire game is Dracula's castle.
Yes, it's different parts of the castle.
Yes. So when you first go into this castle, you fight ghouls that just run at you.
Ghosts.
No, they were ghouls. They run at you like that, yeah. And then bats. Black leopards.
I wrote puma.
That's acceptable. That's a black leopard. It would be a puma.
Oh, money bags. Which are points.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck. Is that, money bags. And you have a whip. Why? Because you're Indiana Jones.
You don't have a hat.
No, you don't. You do have, I think you have long hair. Yeah. On the cover, you have long hair.
No, you got some dreads.
Kind of look like Conan with a whip. Yes. Basically, when you start wandering around the castle,
Keshel.
You start fighting some fishmen.
Kasha,
out of
definitely
the water.
Kasha. I smell Kasha, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Seinfeld? Kasha, there's some Kasha, yeah, yeah.
It's Fusilli Jerry. I don't get it. Because you're silly.
I fell on some corkscrew pasta.
Million and one shot, Doc. Hey, you're the ass man.
Million and one.
Ah, yes. So you wander around this castle, you fight all those things. The fishmen jump out of the water, and you just whip them.
Well, hold on, we're not even there yet.
Yeah, we're there. Who cares?
But
the puma jumps off. You get the holy water when the puma jumps off the stairs. Then you really, get the stopwatch.
Really, really going to describe all of that?
The stopwatch uses 5 hearts at a shot.
I thought it was 10.
5.
Okay. I believe you because you're gay.
And then you got the first door. Now the door is in 3D.
I guess so, yeah.
Right before the door, you get the cross that wipes everybody out on the screen, which does nothing because you're already at the door.
Yeah.
But so when the door opens, it's you're like looking at it long ways. And then when it opens, it goes ka-chunk, and it turns open, and you can see the whole door, and then it closes behind you. It's like the first 3D in a Nintendo game.
Yeah, I didn't. I knew it did that, but I wasn't thinking along those lines. You're clearly a madman.
I am.
So what? Then what happens? What? You just wander through the castle?
Then the bat comes across the screen. It's annoying.
Oh,
you go down the stairs, and then you break the wall, and you get the meat.
And that's the only way to get your health back. There's nothing else to do besides eating the meat.
Or dying.
Yeah, but you kind of want to avoid that in these games. This game is not easy.
No.
First couple of levels are easy, but then it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, so then after you get the meat, you go down the staircase, and then you go into like the sewer.
Yeah, and then the fishmen get you.
Thing. Yeah, then you got the the creature from the Black Lagoon popping up.
Yeah, it's several of them.
Uh-huh.
It's a really horrible castle.
Yeah, this part's hard too because if there's like these little tiny platforms, and if you don't land on them, you'll fall to your death.
Now, I don't know if this is the first game with the knockback, but it's the first game that I remember with the knockback. What are you doing over there?
It might be
the knockback meaning like when you get hit, it sends you backwards in the air.
Yes.
I'm explaining to the people who are listening.
I think they know what knockback is.
Well, you never know. Maybe there's some young kids who never played Castlevania. Actually, I totally doubt there's any kids at all listening. But yeah.
If there are, for the love of God, stop right now.
Why is there
burn your ears.
Burn your ears.
After what we did last week.
Last week wasn't that bad, you big girl.
That was pretty bad.
It was worth it.
All it was Brazilian fart porn. And
okay, I hope we turned a lot of people on to Brazilian fart porn. Yeah, the knockback.
Slimer jizz.
It knocks you back into the whatever.
Yeah.
The dark, the death.
Like if you're like jumping and one of these guys pops up, it'll knock you back into the water and you'll be like,
how would you just die? Wouldn't you just fall into like the other side of the castle, the underground, wherever? Like if you fall in the water here, you die. You fall down the stairs, you die. It's like, man, Simon Belmont's made out of glass.
You die, you die, you die. So there's another secret. When you make it all the way to the other side, there's like a block you can break, and then you can crouch down on that little platform, and then you get another like crown or something, treasure chest.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck, Mark.
Well, this is spoiler alert. We have to spoil everything.
I don't give a fuck about crowns.
Then you go up the stairs.
Yeah, and if the stairs, if you just walk into them,
the wall where you got the meat, and if you fall back to the left side where you got the meat, you have to do the whole thing, the whole sewer again.
Yeah. That's true. It does do that. But I mean, the stairs, like, if you just walk into the stairs, you just fall and die.
Yeah, you know, you have to
crouch. You have to push down or else he doesn't understand. He'll just walk.
Like, well, you want me to just keep walking, right? Just totally ignore the step. Just fall.
I'm dead. Great. I thought about 50 times doing that because I wasn't used to that.
No.
Yeah, I'm dumb. Okay. We passed the fish, man?
We passed the fish, dudes.
So we did all that, right?
We did that.
So everything's pretty much the same after that. Eventually,
then you're back to like the first section again with the ghouls. And
yeah, you make your way back upstairs.
Now, the rule of thumb is if there's a weapon before a boss, you probably need it for that boss.
Makes sense.
So at this point in time, they give you, well, you'll get the invisibility potion here. If you break one of the blocks, there's an invisibility potion. Pretty useless, but it's there.
All right.
And you get the axe. So you're like, gonna need that.
Yeah, the axe is pretty useful.
So you get down to the end of this hallway, and who's there?
Hold on, I'm looking at my walkthrough.
Oh.
Is this the first time you actually beat it?
First time I actually beat the game?
Yeah.
No, it's the first time beat the game in maybe like fucking 10 years, maybe longer than that.
I thought maybe it was the first time you actually played
it. No. I just haven't played it in a long time. There's a bat there.
Yes. There's also a hidden double shot.
Yeah, there is. He's a giant bat. It's right under where he... It's right under the steps.
The steps, yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's a giant bat. Not giant, but he's about the size of you.
You use the goddamn axe on him and just unload on him in like 6 or 7 shots, he's dead.
Yeah, because he floats around and then tries to like dive bomb you.
Under your life is the enemy's life.
Yeah.
The energy, like as soon as you start the level, you see the enemy and you'll see his full health bar. So it's like, you know, you're going to have to fight something.
Well, you don't know what it is. It could be like weapon damage. I don't know. I got nothing. Yeah. So then he gives you a red orb.
He poops a red orb.
And you have to collect a bunch of red orbs from the dying bosses. Not that you have a choice.
And there's no rhyme or reason as to why you need these red orbs.
I don't know. I'm sure it has something to do with something. And that's the end of that board, right?
It just refills your energy. I think that's the only explanation for it.
Fine with me. Yep. Now the second board is you're just basically going deeper into the castle.
Now you're in the, like, I don't know, like the medieval section?
Yeah, I guess you would say that. Yeah.
There's like knights, there's kniggets.
Yeah, there's plenty of kniggets.
There's another secret here. If you crouch down on one of these blocks, you get another crown.
Is there really? It's not even showing me that in the walkthrough itself.
Are you on the walkthrough on stage 4, seeing the number 1?
Yeah.
That's a secret.
Oh, okay. And there's also a boomerang there.
There is.
And there's a 2 at the top.
I forgot to pick that up. Crap, I gotta replay the game.
Oh, nuts. Gotta get that achievement. What is it? This is where the spear knights are?
I guess that's what they're called.
Yeah, the knights with spears.
Yes.
What do you do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you go up these steps, kill the knights. There's a bat, kill the bats, get the boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
at the top, you got, oh my god, Medusa heads.
Oh, Christ. This is the first time you encounter these things.
Yes, this is the worst thing ever in gaming.
I don't think there is a worst enemy I've ever encountered.
Yeah, this is the worst.
That's that
thing
annoying
ever. In any game.
I don't know what it is. There's just something about something that flies at you up and down.
They come at you in a sine wave, and they'll come at you from front and behind.
Yeah, it's unavoidable. I don't know. I mean,
and they will knock you back, and you'll curse them.
Yeah,
you say, why, Medusa?
Damn you, Gorgon Queen.
Damn you, Gorgons. Damn you to hell.
I don't know. I don't know who invented this. Like, I could just imagine that they were just like...
How do we fuck kids?
They were probably...
How can we fuck these kids over?
How do we fuck kids?
How can we fuck these kids over?
No, I can imagine they're just like a bunch of Japanese guys.
Fuck them long.
Standing around like a computer.
How can we fuck these kids?
Maybe if we make a go up and down instead of just a straight.
Oh, yeah, that would really fuck them up.
Oh, that could work out much better. Yeah. I always remember my grandfather telling me when I was a kid that it was really bright in Japan. That's why they all squinted. And then believing
really
it
that?
For like 10 years. Yeah. And it made total sense because I was like, well, they do have a sun on their flag.
Oh, God, I'm telling my kids that.
I was like 8 years old and it's just like, yeah. You know, he was in World War II. He didn't care. He was just like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's really bright over there. That's why they squint all the time.
I thought it was because they eat a lot of rice and they get constipated.
Really? Rice doesn't constipate me. Yes, that was his reasoning. And then I was like, oh, they do have a sun on their flag. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
I thought it was a meatball.
It should be the Italian flag. It's a meatball with a fork in it.
They actually... Well, first of all,
Mario.
First of all, meatballs are an American invention.
Yeah. So is pizza.
And second of all, they actually called it a meatball. And the World War II pilots called it a meatball.
Yeah, pizza is totally different in
pizza sure, is sure, long and narrow. Yeah, and
I'm sure pizza is pizza now there, but pizza back then was not pizza. Anywho. Yes. Medusa heads. Worst things ever. Fucking horrible. They're the bane of everyone's existence if you ever encounter these things. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just play this game into this level.
And they give you a couple of gaps, too, so you have to jump across them. Yeah. And if a Medusa head catches you in that gap, you're fucked.
Yeah, you have to, like, wait, and then you know they're coming.
And you
it's
got
very
the,
trial and error.
The platforms that move back and forth that you gotta jump on.
I would fucking hate this game if it came out now. This is why I can't play Mega Mans anymore, because I just want to murder someone.
Mega Mans or Mega Men?
Oh, you're right.
Hmm.
No, I guess it would be Mega Man's.
It would have to be Mega Man's.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Mega Man's.
The name is Mega Man.
Yeah, and the game is pluralized, not the actual person.
Correct.
Oh, that was very interesting.
Yeah, that was good. I think we had a breakthrough.
That was the most interesting part of the show so far.
I think we need to
get any better than that.
I think we need to write a thesis on this.
It took me a while. I think, too, and I was like, wait, that makes sense because he's just a game. And yeah, I like that. That was good. Yeah. All right. So then you get a couple of the fucking Contra-crushing spikes that go up and down. You have to stand in between them.
Yes, yes. They go up. Yeah, they just go up and down.
Now, those things are one touch.
The first one just goes up and down. The second one only goes halfway.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it still
doesn't
hit you.
That's just to fuck with you. If you have the stopwatch, you can pause them in midair.
Well, that makes sense. Didn't think of that.
You didn't think of that?
I thought it just paused the enemies. I guess that would be classified
as an enemy. Oh, we kind of missed this whole section. Oh, there's another section in between that where you're just going around avoiding Medusa heads and jumping over gaps.
Yeah, that's what the Medusa heads is all the same.
And then the last one kind of goes twice. It's like boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. So it's like kind of like they vary it up to screw with you.
So you go up some steps, right? Or is that the end and you just walk all the way to the left?
You go to the left. There's a secret 2X on the bottom of the stairs. And then you go up, and then you got the first, the double-headed dragon fireball spitters.
Oh yeah, I hate
one shoots
things.
One shoots right, one shoots left.
At least they let
you can shoot the
bullets.
You can whip the fireballs.
At least they let you whip people's bullets in this. It's very helpful. Yeah,
can't believe they put those things. These things take like 6 shots.
Yeah, yes they do. Yeah,
they're just statues that stand there and just shoot you, just to piss you off.
You should be able to go like prone and then whip them.
Yeah? How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. You fucking Simon Belmont. You've come from a long line. I'm sure they have, like, whip secrets.
So you go up. More Medusa heads. Go across. More Medusa heads.
And then there's a statue. A
couple of knights. Yes, and there's a statue of a head.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a bust.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the head and shoulders.
You walk over to it. And like holy shit, it turns into a giant floating Medusa head.
Yeah. There's like stained glass in the background.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you're fucking cool because you're just naming all this shit now? Think you're fucking king shit?
I am king shit.
Yeah, so.
King Diamond.
Yeah, King Diamond?
Yes, so it's a giant Medusa head with snakes in her hair that shoot snakes.
That's Medusa, yeah.
Little snake shoot at you.
A little snake on snake action. Pretty cool. She was easy. Did it give you a weapon before that?
The closest weapon is holy water. Don't use holy water on the. That's a bad idea.
Holy water is only.
Don't ever use holy water. It's never good.
Just a waste.
Just really is.
Even in real life and video game life,
everything
and
it's just everywhere.
And it's pretty unhygienic too, because everyone sticks their hands in it and then.
It's blessed.
Gross. Yeah. Yeah, it's blessed with fucking Hep C. Sure, plenty of people have got the Hep Cat from church.
Yeah, so you just avoid the snakes and hit her. And I usually try to leave the boomerang on because that's my favorite weapon.
Wow, you're fucking cool.
Thanks. That's what your mom told me last night.
She enjoys your vicious. I forgot to tell you.
Red Orb.
Yep, red orb. Next board. This is my favorite music. I forget how it goes, but I'm sure it'll be at the end of this episode.
You're outside.
You are outside.
You're in like a courtyard.
And it's like, and it's dark and it's blue. Yeah, what a weird fucking castle.
Well, it is old and decrepit.
Just like your penis.
Oh, that too. So what are you fighting on this lovely court in this lovely courtyard?
Do you first fight the jumping guys?
Yes. What are they?
The flea men.
They're monkeys.
No, they're not monkeys.
They look like monkeys.
They're called flea men.
They look like monkeys.
They're not.
They look like monkeys.
They don't look like monkeys.
They look exactly like monkeys.
You look like a monkey.
Thank you.
How do you like that?
I love it.
How do you like them apples? Yes, monkeys.
Ghosts.
Uh-huh.
Ghosts, goblins.
Yeah, those ghosts that like come out of the floor, they're like the booze.
They are. But if you look at them, they don't care.
No, they're not dumb like the booze. They're not shy. Shy booze. And then annoying, those are the ravens that like dive bomb you.
Well, before that you have the skeletons that throw their own bones at you.
an infinite number of their own bones.
Yeah. Like, oh, have a femur. Oh, have a
take that.
Have whatever the hell this bone is. Have a rib.
I'm pretty sure the ravens come after you, too.
Then the ravens dive bomb you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, ravens.
Yeah, and then there's more Medusa heads, fucking things.
Yeah, it's out of nowhere. Then you got stairs that go nowhere. Yeah, just like in the middle of nothing, and there's like three stairs, like they go nowhere.
I don't know how they were even held up or where they would go. Oh, no, they go to the ramparts. See? If you look at it. If you use the walkthrough, they go up to the ramparts. The ramparts are the things that the cutouts that they make on top of the towers that you can fire over and next to. They're called ramparts.
Do we watch them?
God. Forget it. I give up.
Cool.
Call president. Call National Guard. I quit. Wow. This is certainly going down to hell, this episode.
That's because you're letting it.
We haven't had a shitty one in a while. It's okay. And what do you fight at the end of that? Is there anything else we have to describe about this board?
Hold on. We got some Medusa heads. No, then you get to the boss. Well, you're in like a... You go down like a long pathway. There's like another broken part, and they're
exciting.
Freaking,
oh, yeah, there is.
They're annoying because they keep...
Is that the one with like 50 ravens come after you?
Yeah, and they keep knocking you back.
Yeah, but only at the end is there a part where there's broken...
No, there's always broken parts.
Shut your face. And then what do you fight?
So you get to the end, and you fight two, not one, but two mummies.
Two mummies.
That are immune to the stopwatch.
Yeah, but they're like, they're useless bosses. You just whip them and run away.
They throw
totally easy.
Pieces of their mummification.
Yeah, they throw cloth at you. I wrote that down. Yeah. They shoot cloth at you. Like, oh my God, terrifying. Oh no, old cloth. Oh my God. Oh, Simon Belmont has like a fear of old cloth.
Fuck
oh my God,
though.
That was just, maybe it's like jizz rag. Maybe it's like toilet paper. But they didn't have to animate them wiping their ass and throwing it at you. Do you agree with that? Let's go with that. These mummies throw dirty toilet paper.
90,000-year-old mummy poop.
90,000? It's pretty old.
They're really old mummies.
Jesus Christ.
They're caveman mummies.
90,000 years.
They're Homo erectus mummies.
Damn. This was 1691 and they were 90,000 years old. Fail.
Uh-huh. And they have this little tiny room that they just walk back and forth in the whole time.
Yeah, I guess they were just kind of hanging out there, waiting
for
you.
Oh, we wait for Simon.
No, they didn't talk. They didn't say anything. I wonder if they're twins.
Maybe they're clones.
Whoa. Now we're getting wacky.
now I just went too far.
That's too far now. Clones. Oh. 90,000 years old is far enough. Oh, God. Now you just fall all the way down into the castle sewers after you beat them?
Make that
fuck
sound
was that?
You fall.
Is that what that
That's
was?
The sound you make as you fall.
I thought that was a bomb. I was having flashbacks.
Thought
I was back in Korea.
Look out for Charlie, up in the trees.
No, that's Vietnam.
Yeah, I know.
Korea was... I don't even know.
Yeah, I think they just called them kooks.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
Any old guy I ever talked to that was in Korea, they just called him gooks.
Yeah, yeah. My grandfather referred to him as gooks. He wasn't racist though. That was his terminology for Asian people. That was just what he said.
That and old people are racist.
You like Chinese food, no problem. Yeah, yes. The older you get, the more racist you are. There's no way around it.
But the good thing is, the older you get, the more you get away with being racist.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's just ask Don Rickles.
Or where's the other one that just died?
I don't know. Who? Hitler?
No. The fuck's his name?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, so I'm just going to keep going. So there's lots of fishmen now, because you're in the sewer. That's where they like to hang out.
I don't know if you're in the sewer, if you're in the... You're just like an underground part.
Does
like,
it
you're in like
matter?
A cave. You're in like a cave, because you got the stalactites.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be a sewer. Why would there be a sewer? Yeah.
Well, Dracula poops. Everybody poops, even Dracula.
I've never seen it. Dracula actually eat. He just drinks the blood. That's not eating, though. He needs that.
He's got to have the runs.
But then he would just have piss then. He wouldn't really shit it out.
He'd have the runs.
I don't know. I think he would just pee. You know, if you're drinking blood, if you drink water, you don't really poop that much.
I mean, you got to have something.
You know, you think you just you get sick of sucking blood. You know, you want to have like a
hamburger or something.
Yeah, you know. I mean, 1691, I guess they had hamburgers. I don't know when hamburgers came out. It's a pretty good rat burger. I don't know what they had back then. Foie gras.
You see any cows around? Este carne de rata. Right. This is a rat burger.
A rat burger. A rat burger. You eat all these people's lunches? Stop it!
Stop it! What are you doing? Are these all your lunches?
Are these all your lunches?
You're eating other people's lunches?
Stop it!
Stop it!
Okay. It's enough of that.
Don't get me started with that. I'll fucking be on the floor again. Who is your daddy
and what does he do?
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
Our mom says our dad's a real sex machine.
They say it in unison.
Yeah, they do.
Our mom says our dad's a real sex machine. Like the fucking Mothra twins.
All right. Yeah, so you make your way through this thing. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Red room. Because
things jump. What? Pick up bar.
Trap puke zip. Trap puke zip.
Pick a bar. That was pick a bar.
Pick a bar. I'm on my way. What'd you say, March?
I love that joke. I didn't think it was going to fall down, and then it did. Tonight, when buildings fall down. Okay.
It's that question, right?
Stopwatch, holy water, all that good stuff. Bone dragons.
Then you got the raft that you have to go under the stalactites, so you got to crouch and then jump over the ledge. Yes,
I died a bunch of times there.
Because suck.
The fucking no, the bats come at you and they keep knocking you off, and then you get stuck in the rock, and then the raft would move, and then you just fall in the water.
Yes, it pushes you.
And then
over.
You get that stupid music every time you die. They taught him to use this whip profusely, and you know he's so agile with the whip, but he can't fucking swim. Oh, maybe he's in the city. I don't know. Whatever. People from the city can't really swim.
Well, he's in Transylvania, Mini Oria.
Yeah, we'll just make it a peninsula.
Peninsula?
Peninsula.
Why is it a peninsula?
Penicillin. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going. I don't know what's going on. I just want to jerk off and go to bed.
Ugh.
In that order.
Lots of platforms, lots of jumping.
Yep. Yeah. Once you get back to the surface, you are treated with... Thanks. There's like birds, giant birds, dropping hundreds of those little jumpy bastards on you.
Yes.
Hundreds of them. Thousands. I guess these things must be like...
Millions of them.
Albatrosses, because they're huge. Maybe they're African swallows? Which ones are the ones that carry the bigger coconuts?
I don't know. What?
African swallow or European swallow?
I don't know that.
Yes, Monty Python.
I got my new Monty Python shirt.
Now,
yeah,
I think Castlevania started the ball rolling with the most annoying enemies ever.
You can kill the eagles,
but yeah.
they're like higher than you, so you can't really hit a lot
of them.
Is that
they are eagles? Yeah, they are eagles. I don't
and
know how these
things
come
from both sides, which is fairly new because you can go back in this game. You know, it's not like you hit the wall and you can't go back anymore. But so they'll come from the right and the left.
And like, different
levels.
Yeah.
My problem is going to be all these levels. It's going to be carpets. And
stop
stairs.
It, that. I don't know what that is. Stop it.
How do you not know what that is?
I wonder how they got coordinated with that. You know, you think that the flea men were controlling them?
I think they were just there for the ride.
Possible. Oh, then they just decided to dive bomb you? Oh, it's that guy. Let's get him. We're supposed to stop him from doing something. I don't remember what it was. Are we getting paid for this? Are we getting overtime?
I don't think they got paid.
I can't work for nothing.
Why not?
But, I mean...
Their whole existence is to get Simon.
Oh, all right. Just bad. They just hate the Belmonts.
They do.
At this game, I fucking hate the Belmonts, too.
This game's great.
It is a good game. It's just I don't want to play it ever again.
No, you don't. You don't have to really play this very often.
No, you don't. Thank God. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So then once you get to the end of that...
You go through a door alley or something, and then... There's a dragon skeleton thing?
Yeah, they're like bone dragon necks.
But it's just like the neck and attached to the wall.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
And when you kill them, they drop a bunch of hearts.
Well, the first one...
Oh, I'll start with that.
The first one drops something else, and then the last one drops hearts, I think.
No, the first one dropped hearts for me.
Does he? And the second one drops a big heart.
I'm going to drop a bigger heart.
Drop a big load. Oh god, now this boss took me forever.
Alright, wait, hold on. Another skull. Yep. There's a couple more of these stupid bone things.
There's two of them.
And isn't the boss Frankenstein with the monkey?
It's Frankenstein with the flea guy, but the flea guy is like super hard.
Yes.
And goes like 90 miles an hour. And I died like 100 times in this guy. It was a pain in the ass. Fucking thing. Yeah. So basically you just have to whip Frankenstein while he walks back and forth. While avoiding
just going
the shots.
Like this.
Yeah, I don't think he shoots anything at you. He just kind of, yeah, he does the scary Frankenstein pose and walks back and forth. And Frankenstein was never that scary of a character to me. If I saw Frankenstein, I'd just laugh.
Yeah, well, yeah, I remember. It was written in, what, 1862?
I know. Even like zombies are just like these slow-moving things. Like, just run. What are you doing?
You know, either just kill the stupid guy, take his brain, throw it at him, let them all go crazy, and run the other way.
That makes sense. Or just trip one of your fat friends.
That's true. You don't have to be the fastest person, you know. I mean, you don't have to be the fastest person in the world. You just have to be the fastest of all your friends.
Well, the only one with capable of breaking someone's kneecaps.
As long as you don't have a conscience, you're good.
Luckily, I don't. Which allows me to make fun of Jewish people and the Holocaust.
I'm used to you. Nothing you say can ever shock me. You can never tell me something that would shock me.
I'm gay.
That still wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass.
Now you're in a dungeon, I guess?
I wrote Craig Castle.
I wrote dungeon.
It looks like the fucking, what's the name, castle? It's the Mario Brothers. Board fours.
Boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly. Exciting. Mm-hmm. Now you get those red skeletons that don't die.
I don't know what red skeleton did. I don't know what his shtick was. I was going to make a red skeleton joke.
Red skeleton? He was, that was the good night and God bless guy. Red skeleton, I don't know. He did have a shtick. I was raised on that stuff, but I don't really remember what he used to do. He was just like a funny comedian, clown guy. Red skeleton. Ah, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, they don't die. They're kind of like the bones from Mario. Yeah.
Yes, you
can kill them and they don't die.
They turn into a pile of bones.
Yeah, and then they get back up after a little while.
Actually, like 3 seconds. It's like, bloop. Hey, I'm back.
Have you seen anything?
You guys want to talk about how I disappeared out of nowhere? I gotta watch that again.
There's another one coming out in December. Like a fucking 25 of these box sets or something like that. I have nowhere to put them anymore.
I worship Cthulhu. Still the greatest thing ever.
Do you worship the same gods? I worship Cthulhu. Now you fight some Arbon knights with the shields.
Do you?
And they're tough.
Yes, these guys throw axes.
Yeah, they're tough.
They ain't playing around.
Yeah, they just keep whipping them, and they don't die. It takes a long time. Nope. Telephone.
Yep.
Cow. Earthbook. Why are you ignoring me? Earthbook. Telephone. Yep. I know you know what that is.
I know what it is. Of course I know what it is.
All right.
I just don't know it that well.
So basically you come to the end of this thing and you fight the Grim Reaper.
You're fighting death.
That's the Grim Reaper.
Yes.
You fight death. And he floats around and he's a pain in the ass because he fucking throws those...
He throws scythes at you.
Yeah, but they like follow you and...
Yes, they're like spinning scythes.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, I can't stop you. I apologize. He's actually pretty goddamn tough.
He is tough. He's a pain in the ass.
And so he'll like float across the room and he'll like just poop these scythes at you.
Come out of his cloth asshole.
I mean, he doesn't throw them. They just kind of appear. So I'm guessing he poops them.
Well, he's magical because he's dead. Dead people are magical.
But you can touch him and not die. You get hurt, but you don't die.
He has to touch you.
Oh.
You can touch death all you want. It's just when he touches you.
Can I have sex with death?
That's why it's called the touch of death, not you touch death.
Can I have sex with death?
I don't know if that would technically be him touching you. Maybe that would be
That's what I'm saying.
But he's death. He doesn't have a penis. He's bones.
I don't care. I'll find something.
I mean, he can't finger anybody, that's for sure. Is this where we're going?
This is
how sad that we are with this episode. Death sex? Well, I mean, Thanos married death.
Good for Thanos.
From Marvel, so I guess you could, you know, whatever. So you kill him.
Wasn't Thanos a dude?
Yeah. He had the Infinity Gauntlets.
So he had gay
sex. He wasn't
sex
just a regular guy. He was like an alien.
I know. But he had sex with
I don't know. I don't care. No, Death is a girl in Marvel.
She hot?
No. Yeah.
She's Death. That's just a female.
That's a shame.
Like Death with a small bosom. Bosom.
That's a shame.
I said bosom. All right, last board. So here we go.
You're outside.
Mm-hmm. It's a castle. Just like the rest of the fucking
thing. Oh my god, this is the fucking
So there's a castle outside
part.
Of a castle.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're still in the castle. You're just in different section of the castle.
It's fucking gay. I don't like that. I don't like that answer at all. I'm rejecting that. So now you fight.
It's all the same castle.
From the first board, you fight.
Yes,
the bat boss
of the first board.
But there's more than one.
There's like 12 of them.
And it's a pain in the ass because you're on it. It kind of looks like a bridge and with holes in it. And they will knock
you
back.
Yeah, there's a lot of these of broken parts to make you fall down and die.
That's what she said.
Yeah. The easiest way to beat this part is just run past them.
Yeah, that's what I did after
you
about five
have,
or
you
six
don't have
times.
To fight
I was
them.
Like,
you
fuck
just like,
that.
Just no. run.
They want to make you think that you have to fight them. Yeah.
And so at the end, at the end of the straightaway, you have the you don't go into a door.
No.
What do you go into?
It's like a demon mouth.
It's like the mouth from Mario 2.
Yeah, the bird mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then you fight up some stairs. There's nothing new in this board. You're in. There's like a clock tower now. You're in though, right?
Yes. Now you're in like
you go through like cogs and shit. I don't know. It's Dracula's watch. That's what watches were back then.
Clock towers.
Yeah.
Let me check what time it is. Give me my binoculars. Okay. It's
where's Big Ben? Can't tell what time it is. It's dark out. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go through some cogs.
More of the monkey men.
More of the fucking things. You have the eagles that drop the flea men on you, and then
yes, these eagles are okay. There's eagles that drop the bird, the flea men on you, but you're inside a clock tower. Where are they coming from? Are these flying around inside the clock tower doing circles,
waiting for you. Same thing with the Medusa.
I saw
you
that.
Were inside when those things came. Yeah, I drooled all over myself there. I've had
drooling
problems
now. I don't know why. Where they're flying in from? You're in an enclosed space. Where are they flying in from?
I don't know. Perches?
I don't accept that.
Maybe they're ghosts. No, not good enough.
No.
All right, I have no answer for you then. I really can't help you. Can we move on?
Yes.
This is awful.
Get through this stupid clock tower. You jump around on the gears and stuff and the cogs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The spacely sprockets.
Uh-huh. And then you come to a long staircase that's all kind
now,
of
this is
up.
The exact same staircase in the exact same section in every Castlevania game henceforth.
I don't remember beating the third one, but I remember the second one. And absolutely, this is in Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, this is iconic in Symphony of the Night.
This is the beginning of Symphony of the Night.
Yes.
And the end, too.
Yes.
Because you go, it's upside down.
Ooh, it is upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, so you go up these stairs, and you know these stairs by heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to use them. You go up.
You get the boomerang, because you need that.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
You get some hearts. If you don't have enough hearts, you go down the stairs, come back up, and keep redoing it.
Yes, you could do that. Uh-huh. And now, who you fight?
Your mom.
Dracula.
So there's an open coffin just sitting in the middle of this room.
And that's never good.
It's never a good sign. You look inside, there's nothing there. You're like, crap.
Nah.
And then a head just floats out from the floor.
Yeah, what the fuck was that all about?
I don't know.
I forgot that even happening. It just floats out of the floor, and it's fucking Dracula.
And then he materializes.
He looks like an asshole. He looks like Picard.
I don't know what the hell he looks like.
He looks like Captain Picard from the Next Generation.
Not really.
Yes, he does. He's really stupid looking. Isn't his head like
it's like he's
turquoise?
Got that big nose.
He does. He has like my nose, but it's like Roman.
Like, he's really stupid looking.
Yeah, he is dumb looking.
So what he'll do is he'll open his cape and shoot three fireballs at you.
Yeah, he'll
as a spread.
He'll flash you.
Yes.
Like, and then they come out of his...
Assuming his penis.
Yeah, his Draculan penis.
So he'll materialize randomly and do this, like, can't keep doing this. So sometimes
he's usually right on top
of you. He'll spawn right on top of you and not give you any time to do anything.
Yeah, about 90% of the time, right on top of you.
So the easiest way to actually hit him is to use the boomerang. Because if you try to use the whip, he'll throw the fireballs at you, and he'll just, when he hits you, he knocks like half your life off of him.
Well, you can whip those things, though.
Yeah, but yeah, you have to be accurate. They usually don't give you enough time to hit him and the fireballs.
Yeah, most of the time, he just appears under you. Like the fucking snowman from Earthworm Jim. Yeah, keep going.
So, eventually, you keep doing this, and you kill him.
Yeah, he has had a lot of life, too, I remember.
But you don't kill him.
No.
Because he takes his second form, which is also in every game now.
He's like a big demon bat thing.
Wolf Batman.
A wolf Batman?
Thing.
All right. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. He just jumps around. He's even like
the body of a demon, the face of a wolf, and the wings of a bat.
Yeah, he's really stupid. He just jumps around at you.
Yes, he jumps, and you can actually jump right underneath him. Does he shoot things at you?
Yeah, he shoots fire. He doesn't just jump around. He shoots things at you.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't shoot. I don't remember. He has a lot of health, though, and he's
jumping he
around. Isn't he, like, blue?
He's, like, blue-gray.
He sucks. So you just kill him. You beat him until he's dead. It's not the hardest thing. I mean, that part's not
It's pretty hard.
Is it?
It's pretty hard because you have to fight him and Dracula back to back without any life.
Right. Well, Dracula's harder than Dracula. Than Demon Dracula.
True.
What? Sorry. Yeah, that's it. Then what happens? They show you standing. Do they even show you standing? They show the castle start crumbling.
Right. And it says, thank you for playing a great. You were the hero of a great game. You were the hero of something. Thank you for playing a great game.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And you're like, thank you for telling me it's a great game.
And then you get the ending credits. And it says and the music credits by are James Banana.
Yeah, the
credits are... Yeah, I don't know
what... Credits are weird.
They spelt them wrong on purpose as a joke.
Yes, so all the credits are like Bela Lugosi, but it's Bel...
Mela Lugosi, yeah. Frank and John. Yeah,
it talks about this on the video game nerd.
It said
made no sense.
Yeah, it said music by James Banana. I guess this is funny to Japanese people. We put James Banana. Hilarious.
They won't know what to hit them.
Just like a Pearl Harbor.
Try to bomb the harbor.
Wow, in no way is that funny at all.
Yeah, stupid, like Bela Lugosi and all the old Frankenstein and all that stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Like
Bram
Stoker, but they're all spelled wrong and stupid.
Made
no sense. Like, why is this supposed to be funny?
I agree.
Oh, they removed that in the Game Boy Advance.
Did they?
Yeah, there's a Game Boy Advance version.
What'd they put in it? Is the Game Boy Advance version? Is it updated or?
No, I think it's just a collection of.
Nintendo Why can't they games. Make like a remake?
I don't know.
I want to see a remake.
They don't need to make a remake. They have Symphony of the Night, which is a lot better.
Yeah, but Symphony of the Night is kind of like we were always talking about doing Symphony of the Night, but it's not.
It's
something
too hard to do on this.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like doing the Metroids. There's no story in it. Like it's a story, but
it's a story, but the same story as this.
Talk
you gotta
about
kill
it.
Dracula.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you going to do? Are you going to talk about that entire thing? It's basically the same thing. Go this way. Jump. Whip something.
Yeah, same thing with...
There are a lot of weapons to talk
Castlevania
about.
Castlevania
2. Shit like that. Castlevania 2 will be done.
No, it won't. It's a pile of fuck.
So will Super Metroid. Eventually, Super Metroid
we will do at some point. That's one of the greatest games ever made.
We're going to do Zelda 2 also.
God.
We'll probably do Zelda 2 in December.
No, we have... do our yearly Mario.
Yeah, we're going to do Mario. Will be the Christmas one again. I think we're going to do a Mario every Christmas.
We have to.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do now. We'll probably do 3 this year. Oh, unless you want... Yeah, 3 would
that's
be
the
next consecutive
one. Gotta do them in
and then Mario World.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to be...
We have to keep moving up the scale, though. We're going to do fucking 64. That's going to be tough. Maybe we'll just switch out after we run out of them. Because I don't really feel like playing Galaxy again.
Oh, God. It's going to take us like 6 years to get to Galaxy.
Yeah, I'll probably be dead by then. Next Friday's my birthday, too. November 18th. I'll be the big 3-0.
I got like 3 more weeks for my birthday.
Instead of just the 0 that I am now. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. Anything else we got to talk about?
Oh, God.
Anything at all?
I don't know. Not really.
That really happened, right? No, it's nothing that we've missed. I like this game.
Yeah.
It's a pretty frustrating.
I think the furthest I ever got was falling down the pit. Like when I was a kid, like that section, the underwater cave section.
When did you first beat it?
Emulators.
I don't remember if I beat it as a kid, but I definitely played it.
It's impossible. It was so hard to beat normally.
I mean, I had a Game Genie, I'm sure.
Well, without cheating.
No. There was no beating games without cheating when you're. I mean, it was a couple of games. I mean, no, Mario's. I always beat the Mario's without cheating. I mean, there's plenty of games I beat without cheating, but this isn't one of them. Contra, I always used the Contra code.
Yeah, you have to. Did you watch the new nerd video?
He didn't use the Contra code.
Yeah. I was like, wow, it's hardcore. Not really.
Yeah. I mean, the first one I can make it through a good part of that game without losing a life. Second game, I can't. Super Contra destroys me.
We have to do Contra 4. That game is so good.
Contra 4?
Super Contra? I mean, Castlevania. I'm sorry.
Oh, over Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll do that one. That's a good game.
It's so good.
We'll do that eventually.
The thing that the world spins around, you got to hang on, whip, you can fling it all over the place.
That was fucking pain in the ass. Fucking remember that. Yeah, that was the one with the whip where you can actually like move it up and down instead of just whipping.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it has momentum.
I played a lot of random ones that never really came out. There was one on Genesis that never came out.
What are you talking about?
There was two Castlevanias on Genesis.
What, Bloodlines?
There's Bloodlines and like Dracula X.
But there was Dracula X was... Yeah, I know Dracula X.
Yeah, but no, it was different than the Super Nintendo one? Yeah. It was weird.
Dracula X, but that was Rondo of Blood, I think it was called.
Rondo of Blood is a different game. Rondo of Blood is the TurboGrafx-16 game.
And that's a harder version.
Which I have. It's the CD-ROM game.
Yeah. I mean, I should like this game more because it's really up my alley.
I think I actually finished Rondo of Blood.
Yeah. Everybody likes Castlevania. It's a classic. We always know we're going to touch on the classics eventually. There's a couple of classics we still haven't done yet. We should do that game that they were talking about in Ready Player One.
Oh, the first arcade
game? Yeah, what the hell game was he talking about? Yeah.
I don't even remember what the hell the name of it was.
It was kind of like...
Cat something or Tiger?
Yeah, Catman or some shit like that. Yeah, we should do that.
You got to look it up.
We should do that as a video, though.
It's got to be two-player, though.
Yeah, I know.
I never heard of that game.
Neither did I. It's a good book. Wow, now we're just wasting time. It's got to be something else that we missed. Probably not. They don't only need to be 2 hours.
No, for the love of God, they don't.
Next week will be a brand spanking new game, and we'll totally make up for this episode. Yes.
This is a good episode.
That wasn't bad. It's hard to talk about the old games. There's not a whole ton of shit that you can get into depth like the new games where something's hitting you in a minute and everything.
Next week's game should be good because the game so far is... Have you played anymore?
Yeah, I'm past you.
Okay.
I passed Africa.
Okay.
I'm
still in Africa.
No, I passed Africa. I did that. I'm past that.
Okay.
It's a new game. And then fucking Skyrim's coming out tomorrow. But I ordered it from Amazon, so they're shipping that to me. Friday. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You'll get it Friday.
You'll get it day and date. They didn't even charge me yet, so.
At least you should.
I don't give a fuck. My new guitar didn't even come yet. God damn it, I ordered it last week. It still didn't come to the store yet. Bastards.
All right, now we're just wasting time.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Anything else? Oh, you know what else comes out that we got? Oh, you know what comes out? We got to play.
Oh yeah, when does that come out? Next week.
Next week.
Oh God, yeah. That might be that might be after that. Then we could bang that out in like 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope they put co-op in. If they did, we'll play it together.
I'm pretty sure they put co-op in it.
I hope so.
I thought they did. That's why we were doing it.
Well, we have to do it regardless. But.
No, I know. I that means I gotta buy that. Yeah.
You don't have to buy it. I'll get it for you.
Oh, what? It's coming out on a regular disc?
Hmm?
Oh, I thought it was just only coming out on... I thought that was a DLC. No,
it's
a
regular game.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
All right, never mind then. I thought they put co-op in that.
It'd be cool if they did. I doubt it, but it'd be cool if they did. All right. Now we're just rambling. Anything else to add to this?
What is that called? You don't even know what it's called. I'll look it up later. It doesn't matter. Yeah. No, that's about it. I'm pretty sure that was co-op. That's why I was so excited about it.
It probably won't. Every time we get excited about something like that, we're wrong.
That's going to be fun. I haven't played that game in a while, and then we got to do the rest of them.
Yeah.
And we actually did that game in sequence, so.
Yeah, technically, from a chronological, yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. Why do you always do something when I say thank you for listening? If you want to find out more information about the show, you can check out the website, spoileralertshow.com.
Are these all your lunches?
Nah!
You do eat other people's lunches?
Stop it! Good.
He's a ferret.
Make me a ringtone of that. He's a ferret. He's our mascot.
You a ringtone. You can't make a ringtone of it? What are you, retarded?
You have more time than me.
Now I'm going to have to fucking find another way to make ringtones when the iPhone comes. I'm going to have to go back to fucking figuring that shit out.
You have to use iTunes and you have to make them. And
I used to do it a long time ago. The only thing that bothers me is that phone is fragile.
Yeah, have fun with that.
I know. I'll get a case for it.
Have fun with that crap.
I miss my Apple stuff.
If you want to find out more information about the show, you can check out the website, spoileralertshow.com. If you want to send us feedback, email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com.
I want Jay to get back to us.
She's never going to get back to us.
I want to get back to us.
She's never going to get back to us. She doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't follow anything.
I wanted to make fun of you again.
That wasn't making fun of me. That was her being a fucking cunt.
Yeah, I agree.
You can follow us on Twitter at Spoiler Alert Show.
I want her to give us a game suggestion.
It's probably going to be a Warhammer game. Fucking nerd. I like Warhammer.
She's probably playing Warhammer right now.
Fucking nerd.
In the basement, dressed in like a cloak with the fucking horns in her, like the Viking helmet.
She's probably got 12-sided dice in her pocket at all times.
She probably killed herself because she couldn't believe that you didn't like Warhammer.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, 856-SPOIL-01.
Have we ever actually gotten a real phone call on that thing?
No.
No, right?
You can check out the videos, youtube.com/spoileralertshow or vimeo.com/spoileralertshow. Where can they find you?
I am on Twitter, at Gonzo666.
I am on Twitter, at Ace Milo. And that's it. I think that's going to do it. Next week we'll have something good, really good.
And hopefully it won't be a tremendously long one, but it should be very good next week.
I don't know how much longer.
It will be good, because that game's absurd.
It really is. It's quick too. It's like everything's like keeps
moving.
Yeah,
as I say, it seems like speed on crack.
It's
like speed on speed.
It's like crack on speed.
It's just, I mean, yeah. A lot of boards, a lot of killing, a lot of just randomness. Really weird. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cookie time.
Cookie time. We'll be right back.
That is all your lunches? You mean you eat other people's lunches? Stop it!